This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabon. We're continuing Mishabura, Daf HaShavua. If you heard last night's shir, we mentioned if you want to participate in Marbitze Torah, you could bring this sefer to many Jews. But when you email them, you have to add the one. Marbitze Torah 1 at gmail.com. Marbitze Torah 1 at gmail.com. We're up to Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin Siv Gimel. Im dileg pasuk achav leikrai. Let's say you skipped a pasuk. It happens. You skipped a pasuk. Im hu b'mincha b'shabbos oy b'sheni v'chamishi. If it was mincha on Shabbos, Monday or Thursday, v'kara asar psukim b'loy pasuk hamadulag, and you already read 10 psukim without the pasuk that was skipped. Ein achaz. You don't have to go back. But v'im lav, if you didn't read 10 psukim, chayzer, you got to go back. But avo b'shabbos afilu dileg pasuk echad chayzer v'kari. On Shabbos, if you skip pasuk, you have to go back. V'afilu acher shehechzer es ha-toyra, even after you put away the sefer Torah, v'amar kaddish, and you already said kaddish, chayzer v'kari hu ushnayim imay. You have to go back and read that and two others with it. Two other psukim with it. V'afilu hiftir, even if you already did the haftarah, v'hispala musaf, and you daven musaf, chayzer v'kirei. What if you already had kiddush? That's also, you would have to go back. Sif, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan hei, v'kara asar psukim. So it's talking about you skipped a pasuk, but on a Monday or Thursday you already read 10 psukim. It's talking about where each oila read 3 psukim. Uvein kulam haya asara. Demayidea dilu kara echad pasuk mishalish psukim. Because if by skipping a pasuk, one of the oilim read less than 3 psukim, afilu b'di'eved tzarech lachzer b'likros, you would have to go back. Kilakame b'siv dalad. So on a Monday or Thursday, if you read the requisite 10 psukim, you don't go back. Ein echazer. Why? Why don't you go back? Dehakara asar psukim. That's chalomim. You already read 10 psukim, like the rabbis enacted. Vein pasuk hamadulag chayvas hayoim. The pasuk that you skipped is not a chiyuv of the day of mincha by Shabbos or Monday or Thursday. Varei yikru ena b'Shabbos ba'achrav. You'll be making it up in the coming Shabbos. But what if you did read the pasuk, but you mispronounced the word, and you mispronounced it in a way that it's mishtaneh ha'inyan? So the Bir Halacha says Simon Kuf Mem Beis, you'd have been better off not saying it at all. You'd be better off skipping it. If you skip it, you don't go back. If you skip a pasuk, you don't go back. But you read the pasuk and you mispronounce it, maybe you do have to go back. Do you go back? Tzarachion. Tzarachion. Whether if you made a mistake on a Monday and Thursday, and then after the Aliyah is over, presumably that means, lahalacha, that if you made a mistake on a Monday and Thursday, mispronunciation, and there's another Aliyah, in other words, let's say you made it during the first or second Aliyah, so in the third Aliyah, you go back. You start from that pasuk and you go back. What's the big deal? You already put back the Sefer Torah, and now it's a matter of making a bracha, l'chara, then you don't go back. Then it's a suffix bracha. So if you're going to, that's what I would think, that if you're going to take out the Sefer, if you're going to have another Aliyah and you're making a bracha anyway, go back. You might have to. If you already put back the Sefer Torah, then you would not go back. Okay. So, the Mishnah Berurah continues. V'imlav choyzer. But if you did not read 10 psukim because you skipped one, you have to go back. Hainu shakar rak tisha psukim ben akol. Ay, v'aftim avar lakameh b'sevdal d'b'diyav b'kar tisha ben akol yatsa. Ay, later on, we say that if b'diyavid you read 9 psukim, you're yaitza. That's if you read 9 psukim. But here you have 2 strikes. If you only have 1 strike that you read 9 psukim, you don't go back. But here you have 2 strikes. Number 1, you lay 9 psukim. And number 2, you skipped something in the middle. When you only in total lay 9 psukim, you don't go back. Strike one, you're still at bat. Two strikes in Kriyas HaTorah, you're out. This din that you must go back is even if you already made the final bracha after the aliyah. You go back, you make a bracha before. You go back and read that pasuk. But on Shabbos, even if you skipped one pasuk, what about you skipped part of a pasuk? Yep. Va'afilu miktsas pasuk achi in part of pasuk. What if you skipped one word? Va'afilu rak teva achas. Tzarech lachzor el kroyis. You have to go back. So where do you go back from? V'yesh lahaschel mitchilas oisei pasuk v'le kroyisai. You have to go back from the beginning of that pasuk and read it. U'shnayim imai. And two psukim with it. Kedin pasuk shalem. But what if somebody skipped one letter? He started the parsha. Eschanan el Hashem ba'esahi leimar. What if somebody skipped one letter? Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Mem Beis, Machzir and Oisai. Comes the Rama and the Rama disagrees. The Rama says, if it's Enoi Mishtane Ha'inyan, then ein machzir noisai. The only thing is, in the example I gave, eschanan, it is mishtane ha'inyan, because the word eschanan means I will pray to Hashem. Va eschanan is a vav hamishapeches. It means and I prayed to Hashem. So there, it is of course mishtane ha'inyan. Let's say, but here's a case where it would not be mishtana ha'inyan. Let's say somebody said, "Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe v'el Aroin Lemar." The only thing is that's not his name. His name is Aharon. There's a hey there. So let's say somebody does not say the hey. Do you have to go back? The Mechaber says yes. The Rama says no. The Bir Alacha brings down from the Gra, yes. You hear this? If you miss one letter and it's Enoi Mishtane Ha'inyan, the Mechaber and the Gra say you go back. The Rama says you don't have to go back. So now it's going to depend probably l'halacha whether the bracha was made or not. If he didn't make the final bracha, you'd have to make him go back and say Aharon. If he already said the bracha, probably would not make him go back. But the Mechaber and the Gra say, even so, you go back. Now, the Siv Katan Tes, Choyzer V'Koyrei. Even if you skipped one pasuk, you go back and read it again. V'afilu Korei Zayin Gavli B'loi Pasuk HaMedulag. Let's say you already had 7 aliyos, even without the pasuk that was skipped. You have to go back, because you didn't read the whole parasha. V'hai Choyzer Hainu Shechoyzer Mevarach Lefaneh Olachreah. What if you already said Kaddish? You go back. The din that your choizer v'koyre is only if the skipping was in one of the first aliyos. If the aliyah was in the seventh aliyah, if the skip was in the seventh aliyah, then the choshekin ba'aliyas hanoisafos alminyan hasheva, certainly on any of the hoisafos, ein sarach lachzer ulavarech bechivon mishum pasuk hamedulag. You don't have to go back and make a bracha specifically because of the pasuk that was skipped. Da'aloi belav hochi yala maftir la Torah, because anyway, the maftir is going to be oila. Im kein yaschel hu mi pasuk hamedulag ad seif haparsha. The Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush. if a pasuk is skipped in the seventh aliyah, or in any of the added aliyahs, and you did not yet lain mafter, then just call up the mafter and let him start from the pasuk that was skipped. And this way you avoid having to make a bracha again. Now, what if you realize you okay, a few more things. Mishabrua says later on, what if the Baal Kor made a mistake, benikud, in ba'oifen shemishtane ho'inyan? So let's say, instead of saying ya'ase, he said ye'ase. Or instead of saying chalav, he said chalev. You have to go back. What if the Baal Kor made a mistake in the trup, and instead of doing a Tlisha Gedoyla, he did a Tlisha Ketana, he must go back. But the Baal Kor doesn't even know the difference between a Tlisha Gedoyla and a Tlisha Ketana. So he should start selling life insurance or used cars, but not leaning from the Torah. Because if he doesn't know the difference, you would have to go back if he makes a Melech or a Masharis or vice versa. There are also other career options available to him. Okay, now what if you already began leaning the Berachas Haftorah? The Kafa Chaim says, don't interrupt the Haftorah, finish the Haftorah, and then go back and lean the Pasuk that you missed. When you go back, let's say you missed the pasuk, and you go back and you read that pasuk and another two psukim, do you have to lain now till the end of the parsha, or do we say you already lain the whole parsha? The Dirshu brings from the Mishnah Berurah later on in Siman Kufman Beis in the Shaar Tzion Sivkat and Gimel, Midina. All you need to do is read one pasuk and the two psukim with it. L'ravcha demilsa, you should read the whole parsha. I would humbly say that maybe that if that actually happens, it might need to be reassessed whether you could pull that off. In other words, let's say it comes out, you skip the second pasuk of the parsha. So, lahalacha, you just have to read the second pasuk, the third, and the fourth. So, are you mechuyev to read the whole parsha? No. Whether in a shul in 2025, you could pull off reading the entire parsha, I think that could be reassessed. Okay. Let's look in the Shaar HaTzion and then we'll finish. This will be it. Shaar HaTzion Sivkatan Vav says something very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah said that if you skipped in the seventh aliyah, you don't have to go back and make a new bracha, just call up the mafter. Says the Shaar HaTzion, Va'afilum al yedei hadilug loy nishar ba'aliyah shvias gimel psukim gam kein yoytza al yedei hamafter. What if in the seventh aliyah, by someone skipping a pasuk, the Shavias didn't lane three psukim, so the seventh aliyah didn't count. It's okay. The mafter is oile leminyan shiva. We paskin mafter. So even if the mafter was canceled, even if the shavi was not a valid aliyah, the mafter will make it up. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.